is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. The strike against Boeing will continue as 64% of voting workers rejected a contract offer. Union Local President John Holden.
I know that our members are critical to restoring this company back to financial health. It is my goal to get our members back to work so that they can earn money, we can build airplanes, and get this company back on track.
At a CNN town hall in Pennsylvania, an audience member asked Vice President Harris what she'd do about high food prices if elected president.
Part of my plan is to create a new approach that is the first time that we will have a national ban on price gouging, which is companies taking advantage of the desperation and need of the American consumer and jacking up prices without any consequence or accountability.
Former Trump White House Chief of Staff General John Kelly has called the former president a fascist. CBS's Nicole Killian has a reaction from Trump supporters at a rally in Georgia.
The big question was whether or not these comments might sway voters, but considering that the former president has a very strong and entrenched base, most of the people we talked to here, many of whom have been waiting here since before the sun came up, in essence told us that this really doesn't change their view of the former president.
Microsoft says foreign adversaries are working overtime to influence the 2024 presidential election. CBS News correspondent Nicole Skanga is following that.
Officials with the Office of the Director of National Intelligence said they expect foreign influence efforts will intensify in the lead up to Election Day, especially through social media posts, some of which are likely to be AI generated or enhanced. They also spotlighted Russia, Iran, and China, saying all three are intent on fanning divisive narratives.
U.S. officials say 3,000 North Korean troops have deployed to Russia and are training there at several locations. CBS's Charlie Daggett now on what North Korea's Kim Jong-un might get out of this.
It raises his country's international profile. It threatens South Korea, essentially directly, and the West, and it strengthens its ties with Russia. Remember, these two countries signed a treaty of mutual defense around 5 months ago, so they're already allies on paper.
An Arizona teenager described as being inspired by ISIS is charged with planning an attack on the Phoenix Pride Parade held last Sunday. Investigators say 17-year-old Marvin Anir Jallo of Peoria would have used a drone with a remote-controlled explosive device. Jallo was taken into custody before the parade and charged with terrorism and conspiracy to commit terrorism. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I was so excited when I heard the sandwich was back. What's up? This is Mike.
And this is Celia.
And a little thing we love about the Chick-fil-A Honey Pepper Pimento Chicken Sandwich
is the symphony of flavors. You can always count on that crispy, tender, juicy chicken. It's so good.
My favorite part is the pimento cheese. Topped off with the honey, it all comes together perfectly. I like the original.
I like the spicy chicken fillet. But either way,
you're getting a winner.
The Chick-fil-A Honey Pepper Pimento Chicken Sandwich is back with a bite. Try it with the original or spicy fillet, now for a limited time. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Meet Cheryl.
Hey.
She's on vacation and lost in the moment. Unfortunately, so is her Chase debit card.
It's gotta be somewhere.
Maybe she lost it at salsa night.
These skirts should have pockets.
Or maybe she lost it at Pilates.
Three and two and...
But she's not worried. With the Chase mobile app, she can lock her card till it turns up. Tools that help protect. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
A disease more commonly associated with seafaring in the past is making a comeback on land.
I'm Vicky Barker in London. Australian doctors writing in the British Journal of Medicine say a middle-aged man who was hospitalized with an unexplained rash and bruising on his legs turned out to be suffering from scurvy, a condition caused by a severe lack of vitamin C. And they warn the cost of living crisis and the rise of diets high in ultra-processed foods means scurvy is returning to much of the developed world. A report earlier this year found cases of scurvy in American children more than tripled between 2016 and 2020. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Cardi B says she's been hospitalized with a medical emergency and will have to miss a performance Saturday at the One Music Fest in Atlanta. She gave no details, but says in an Instagram post that she's been recovering for the last couple of days, and she urges her fans not to worry. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
W-R-J-N weather.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clear skies, upper 30s in the overnight. Our winds will be light. On your Thursday, sunny to mostly sunny skies and lower 60s. A south breeze, 5 to 10. Thursday night, there will be a chance of showers and storms. Lows of the upper 40s. Right now, it's 40.
Could hide 'neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. But it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. The white knight on his steed. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do you?
Radio Park to the Heritage Museum. Local news and timeless hits.
Children's hell will slowly go by. Would you ever ask them why? If they told you, you would cry. So just look at them and sigh. And know they love you.
Spinning catch a painted pony on the spinning wheel ride. Spinning wheel fly.
Starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I want to talk about tariffs. We keep hearing this economic term bandied around, and politicians who are talking up tariffs want us to think that it's a good idea to put fees on foreign goods. It's going to, like, protect American businesses and consumers. Turns out, that's not always the case. We can't tax companies that are overseas, so we end up taxing the mostly American-owned and run companies that are just bringing goods in from around the world. So if tariffs go up by 20%, history and studies show that those companies are going to pass those extra costs right on to me and you. I don't know about you. While prices are coming down, I can't afford to pay 20% more for what I'm buying. So next time you hear some politician talking about tariffs, just remember, the ones being proposed are a tax on Americans being paid by Americans. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes, inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. It's Wisconsin and Penn State at Camp Randall Stadium. Our coverage begins at 4:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 99.9 FM, 1400 AM, WRJN.
Pretty woman walking down the street, pretty woman, the kind I like to meet, pretty woman. Like me.
I guess I'll go on home. It's late. There'll be tomorrow night. But wait, what do I see? Is she walking back to me?
local news and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter. Girls as sharp as her are something rare. But it's sad, she doesn't love me now. She's made it clear enough, it ain't no good to pine. She wants to return those things I bought her. Tell her she can keep them just the same. Things have changed, she doesn't love me now. She's made it clear enough, it ain't no good to pine. Walking about, even in a crowd, well, you'll pick her out. Makes a bloke feel so proud if she finds that I've been round to see you.
To see you.
Tell her that I'm well and feeling
sighs. Cry every night for you. These arms long to hold you again. The heavens on me, yeah. I will never be free. No, my baby, no, no.
WRJN.
Linda was mine till the time that I found her, holding Jim and loving him. When Sue came along, loved me strong, that's what I thought. Yeah, me and Sue, that died too.
Behind me, I'll be what I am.
updates on all the sports that matters with Mike Clemens. Mike's report starts at 6 this morning with all the scores and highlights, along with comments from players and coaches. It's part of our local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
WRJN. When the truth is found to be lies, and all the joy within you dies, don't you?
Need you. News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. With time running out, the leading presidential candidates were once again in battleground states yesterday. Former President Donald Trump campaigning in Georgia, speaking in Duluth.
We're going to win Georgia. We're going to defeat Kamala Harris, and we are going to make America great again.
Harris took questions from undecided voters last night at a CNN town hall in Delaware County, Pennsylvania. She questioned Trump's focus.
He's going to sit there unstable, unhinged, plotting his revenge, plotting his retribution.
Early voting in South Carolina began Monday, and John Michael Catalano of the State Election Commission is pleased with the record-breaking turnout.
The record in 2022 was approximately 70,000.